Dearly beloved in Christ, today is the first day of October, of course, and the beginning of the month dedicated to the Most Holy Rosary. We at the seminary will be having benediction with the rosary and the prayers to St. Joseph each day, a very unique way of gaining an abundance of graces for ourselves and for those for whom we may pray. Indeed, when we pray in common, we are also calling down God's blessing upon those in chapel with whom we pray, so that we gain so many more graces than we would have if we were just praying by ourselves. We ought to give thanks to the Blessed Mother for having given us the Most Holy Rosary, a very simple prayer, and yet extremely powerful. Many a soul has been saved from eternal damnation by the rosary. Many a devil driven out by the power of the rosary. Many a hardened sinner was brought to conversion through the recital of even a few Hail Marys every day. So we should look upon the recital of the rosary in our homes as a sort of little exorcism in which we drive out the devils of our home. Of course, we also have St. Dominic to thank for this tremendous blessing. It was St. Dominic who received the rosary from the hands of Our Lady in an apparition and was told to spread its devotion. Paracuse says in his meditation book, "For the origin of the rosary, we must go back to the year 1208. It was a time of great trouble, especially in South France, where the Albigensian heresy spread death and desolation around. After many unfruitful attempts to extinguish it, St. Dominic, founder of the Order of Friars Preachers, was sent to the infected country. The saint put all his trust in Our Lady's protection and invoked her day and night. His prayers were heard. She appeared to him and taught him the devotion commonly called the rosary, promising great and lasting results from the preaching of it. More than 100,000 heretics abjured their errors, and the conversion of an immense number of notorious sinners testified to the power of the whole of Christendom. The sovereign pontiffs erected it into a confraternity, enriched it with many indulgences, and appointed the first Sunday in October with a special office for its commemoration. This feast is a testimony of Our Lady's loving consideration to her children. It was God's will that we should have the rosary through the intercession of Mary. And when our Lord was dying on the cross, he turned toward Mary and said, 'Woman, behold thy son.' And turning to St. John, he said, 'Behold thy mother.' And she has never ceased to be a most tender mother toward us. She came to the aid of St. Dominic in a dark hour and brought the light of the rosary to this ungrateful world. Immediately, the rosary had its enemies and opponents who seemed to materialize from everywhere to destroy this great gift, to see that it be forgotten and put away for good. But no, the rosary was to endure through the ages, being especially promoted, as we have seen, by the Holy See. Let us strive to grow in confidence toward Mary, as she will surely hear our prayers, and as she did with St. Dominic, so will she act toward us by coming to the assistance of her children in their darkest hour. And when it seems that they cannot see a way out of the gloomy swamp as they traverse this veil of tears, she will be at their side to comfort and to guide them. To properly appreciate the devotion of the Holy Rosary, we need only consider its origin and the prayers and the mysteries that comprise it. Of course, its origin, as mentioned earlier, is from the Blessed Mother herself. As to the prayers that make up the verbal part of the devotion, we have not only the Ave Maria, a prayer with probably enough material in itself for our meditations that we could contemplate it for a lifetime, but also the Our Father, or the Pater Noster, the Lord's Prayer, as it is called, because it was given to us by Jesus Christ. When the apostles asked our Lord how they should pray, Jesus gave them the Our Father. We then ask for a better prayer. Then, of course, the Glory Be prayer, which gives honor to the Blessed Trinity. As for the mysteries of the Rosary, we have the joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries on which we ought to meditate, of course. These mysteries, as we know, contain a small portion of the life of our Lord that we call to mind while reciting the Hail Marys and the Our Fathers. can we not be convinced that the rosary is a most beautiful and excellent devotion? How could we think that we don't need to pray it in our daily lives? Perhaps it is not strictly necessary for salvation, but it contains everything we need to attain to the heights of perfection. Would you not think someone a fool who would take a route which exposed him to a greater risk of eternal damnation and a life filled with more uncertainty when he could just take a much safer route? What does it profit a man if he gains the world but suffers the loss of his own soul? Now, obviously, there are limits as to what we can do, and God does not require that we should be constantly praying and meditating on stuff. But when we do pray, let us pray with attention and devotion, just as if it were to be the last of our lives. Also, beware of putting off your prayers, especially the rosary, to a time ill-suited for meditation and proper recollection. Again, quoting Veracruz, he says, "Do you not often say your rosary at a time and in a place little suited for prayer? Saying it thus is to recite it rather for purgatory than for heaven. Do you not usually forget to meditate on the mysteries? To do this is to lose one great advantage of the rosary. See in what you have been wanting and set to work at once to amend it." We know that the human mind tends to wander a lot, especially during prayer. Thanks in large part, I'm sure, to our own lack of mortification of the mind and eyes, and in part also to the tempting of the devil. It can be a discouraging thing when we have to fight so hard to keep our minds from wandering during prayer. We are in the presence of Almighty God in body, but our minds are in some far-off land or back home dealing with the latest problems or going over some business or activity of the day. All the while God sees us before him in the tabernacle, and he beholds our inmost thoughts and desires. It is unfortunate that the rosary is generally considered very difficult to pray without continual distractions. One cause of this is the constant repetition, even though these two prayers which compose it are the best in the world. We can, however, cut these distractions with some very simple and yet very effective means. One way is to use a meditation booklet on the rosary. To look at the pictures and even maybe read a little of the mystery we are currently on. If you don't have a meditation booklet, then try to represent the mysteries to your mind as vividly as possible, so that even if you lose track of the meaning of the words you are saying, then at least you will be meditating on the mysteries. One piece of encouragement is this, that even if we are constantly assailed by distractions, we are still gaining much merit by merely fighting off the temptation to distraction. If this was all we did while praying, then we would have done God's will. We only sin and displease God when we willfully give in to distractions. Of course, if this is the case, that we seemingly cannot recollect our minds, that we should petition God to grant us this grace. Two causes of lack of devotion and attention at prayer, and indeed the loss of the love for prayer in general, are pride and sensuality. These two great faults cloud our intellects and minds and cause our hearts to close out the love and the grace which God seeks to pour into our souls. So let us be sure to ask Our Lady for the grace of praying with perfect attention and with a heart all on fire for the love of God and the beautiful prayers of the Most Holy Rosary, truly a weapon of no small help to us in these times. Let us take up our rosaries during this month of October with renewed trust in the assistance of Mary and resolve to really pray the rosary well, so that we may gain the graces of the prayers we pray and the mysteries upon which we meditate. We of the Most Holy Rosary pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.